Welcome, listeners, to The Extra Inch, kind of. My name's Windy, and there's a couple of things I need to tell you, one of which can't wait till next week, so I thought I'd just bundle in a bunch of issues and give you a little mini bonus treat of just me coming in your ears. So the main bit of news, we spoke about on the podcast, the new merchandise we've released, and I wanted to tell you now, because it's timely, that we have a new Christmas jumper which has just been added to our shop. So if you go to theextrainch.co.uk and then click on the shop tab, you'll go to our shop. There is a lovely Christmas jumper which Traitor Miller has designed. It's great. It's a great bit of kit. It's an Ange Ball themed Christmas jumper with reindeer in the 433. I love it. Really happy with it. The reason I'm telling you now is because I just panic that you won't get your deliveries in time for Christmas. So it's better. It's better that you get in there quickly. It says if you order today, then standard delivery will be by the 19th of December. I think, and from my experience, it's going to be quicker than that. But basically, the sooner the better. Don't mess about. If you want this Christmas jumper, grab it while you can. They're not going to run out, so you can always get one for next year. But if you want it for this year, get it now. There's other stuff on there as well. The Sonny Puskas shirt is already selling well, and there is a fabulous sort of Ange Tour tee, which I absolutely love and will be buying myself. So go check them out, theextrainch.co.uk. They make very good Christmas presents for Spurs supporting family members or friends, or just a treat for yourself. Couple other things. Firstly, we are getting a lot of emails and messages still about adverts from BP and other oil companies. Thank you so much for flagging them to us. At this point, I don't know there's much we can do, so I've to tell you the steps we've taken, I've completed a new block list through the company that does our adverts, Acast. So I don't know if they've automatically updated the new block list or if that's still in progress. I will log a help call and ask them if that's been done yet. Oil and gas is blocked in theory. So what I think is happening is that BP or a holding company somewhere they're tagging their advert as a different category, probably green or sustainability, which is what Ben suggested in my chat with him about greenwashing. So I will flag that with Acast as well. Other than doing those things and obviously talking about greenwashing, I'm kind of at a bit of a loss as to what to do. We kind of rely on the income of the Acast ads. You know, Nathan is full-time. This is his job now. So we need that income. But equally, I don't want us to be greenwashing without meaning to do it. So we need to have a think about how we can go forward with this. Like I said, I'll put some help calls in with Acast and go from there. Finally, I want to mention some people who've been emailing us recently. So thank you so much for the emails to Jamie Lennon, Gus Chapman, Glenn Thomas, Matt Healing, Matt Oram, and Owen Dunn. And there's a whole bunch of you that have sent questions in. So thank you to the following, whose questions we will hopefully ask in the coming weeks. So Daniel Shack, Dan South, Samuel Kamlani, Kieran Pedley, JB, John Youngblood, and Danny Harris. Appreciate you all very much. Oh, and if I offended anyone from Cornwall or the West Country last week, I do apologise. It was my little joke. I love the southwest of the UK. It's my favourite part of the country. My parents live in Somerset. I visit often. I think it's wonderful. Your MPs are fucking horrendous. Get better MPs. Vote for better MPs than those trash can MPs in the southwest. Awful people. I love Cornwall. I love Devon. I love Somerset. Love you all. Thank you. Check out the t-shirts, and we'll be back next week to talk about two matches. Obviously, West Ham and then also Newcastle. Come on, you Spurs.